Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 28, 1906, a tragedy occurred at Hampton Plantation in St. Philip, which was devastating in its loss of life. At 10 a.m., a chain of events was set in motion when Samuel Haynes, a laborer at Hampton, was tasked to clean the main drainage well on that estate. With the cleaning of estate wells an annual occurrence necessary for basic estate maintenance, this well at 94 feet in depth should have been cleaned quickly. This would not be the case. After descending, Haynes had quickly sent 15 buckets of debris to the surface before falling silent. After prolonged silence and inactivity, another laborer, John Craigwell, married with several young children, volunteered to investigate. Upon descent, he too fell silent after calling frantically to be hoisted up. With a sense of dread among those assembled, a third laborer, Joshua Eastman, descended but, overcome by heat, he quickly came to the surface. 30 minutes later, Joseph Eastman, a palm boiler at Ridge Plantation, a father of two, with a heavily pregnant wife, volunteered to enter the abyss. After descending some distance, he too shouted to be hoisted up, but he never made it to the surface. Midway through his ascent, his rope fell limp. With gas now the prime suspect, Sergeant Herbert was summoned from District C Police Station. Upon arrival, he suggested that a chicken be lured into the well to ascertain the well's safety. The unfortunate bird was quickly brought to the surface dead. The matter was reported to Hampton attorney A.A. Cameron, who, along with experienced divers Ashby and Reed, arrived at Hampton by special train. The following day, efforts to remove the bodies continued. Another chicken, lured into the well, was quote-unquote hauled up alive but almost exhausted. As a result, a diving pump was lured into the well to expel the quote-unquote impure air. And soon after, a cock, then a sow, were lured and returned to the surface safely. With no one eager to enter the well, John Sargent, who the Advocate newspaper described as a quote-unquote old well digger from Sandy Hill, volunteered to enter. 5 minutes later, a cry of "I got one" was heard. It took 35 minutes for the grim recovery to be completed, and at the surface, the bodies of the three men presented a grisly spectacle. Samuel Haynes had suffered broken hands, feet, and neck, Joseph Eastman a broken neck, while John Craigwell had no visible injuries. For his daring, John Sargent was rewarded with $25. The bodies were immediately removed to the estate yard, where an inquest held by Dr. Henry Graves and a jury concluded that the unfortunate men met their death through suffocation by carbonic gas. From there, they were taken to their former residence and then to St. Philip Parish Church and interred in a mass grave with all expenses covered by the Hampton estate. Such was the outpouring of public sympathy that a fund was created for the benefit of the widows and children of the deceased men who perished on this fateful day in 1906.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.